Hey, Merev Rabotai, we're learning Yoredeya Siman Sadi Zayin, which is the Siman about milking of bread. It's known, we spoke about yesterday, was the discussion in the Poskim, Chakira. Rabbi Silverman does a very nice job about presenting this Chakira regarding what's the status of milking of bread. Zoso Meres, is it an Isser Gavra? Is it a concern that you made it with the other gender? Or is it like an Isser Chepta that the bread itself becomes Usser? And yesterday we presented a number of nafkaminas in terms of that din. Let's just talk about a few nafkaminas which we did not discuss yesterday and might become relevant towards the end of Shir today. We spoke about very briefly, is there a heter of Pascha Lovi when there is no kosher meat in town? And Dimyon to the case of what's it called, to the case of the Pri Chadash regarding Chol of Yisrael in a community where there is none. What about during the 9 days? So we pointed out that the Badei HaShulchan asers during the 9 days. And that's because we noted that there could be a siyum during the 9 days to give you a heter. There's a discussion of the Pischei Tshuva, Se'if Katan Beis. Let's say milchik bread falls into other bread. Can it be batel? Is it a chaticha harila hiskabed, which can't be batel? We know the din from Kuf Aleph. Some of the chaver pointed out we spent too long on Kuf Aleph, but the din in Siman Kuf Aleph is that we only say chaticha harila hiskabed by a iser machmas atzmo, not by something which is like an iser taruvis. One can make a case that if Paschal Avi is like an Isser Machmas Atzmo, then the din of Chaticha Ra'ila Hiskabed would apply. If, however, it's an Isser Gavra, so it's Ke'ilu, it's like an Isser Balua. Again, this is not at all compelling. You could say that no matter what, it is like an Isser Balua. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva, in Ois Beis, he quotes, what's it called? In Os Beis, he quotes that the Sefer Levushei Srad has a discussion about whether it is going to be batel or is it not going to be batel. There is another discussion in the Achronim, which is relevant for this conversation. The Pischei Tshuva and Os Beis picks up on this as well. When I say that there's an iser of milchig of bread, let's say I knead the bread b'shoigeg. Let's say I don't know, I forget that there's an iser of milking of bread, and then I put milk into my dough. So in that situation, is it going to be usser or mutter? The Pischei Tshuva and Ois Beis quotes from the Prima Godim, the Sifsei Dasif Katin Aleph, the Yeshla Ayin, that it's not clear, right? And the conclusion is that's going to be usser even b'shogeg. The conclusion of the Prima Godim is that's going to be usser even b'shogeg. The Prima Godim, in his discussion, he speaks about, do I say that lo kunsu ki em hecha she'avar b'mezer ha'yisurit rabbanon lo b'shogeg? Right? It could be that the only time Chazal make a knas, it should be something should be usser, is if you violate an iser b'mezid, not if you violate the iser b'shoigeg. The stimas haposkim is that it's going to be usser, which is the conclusion of the pri megodim, and that's what the Pischei Tshuva is quoting from the pri megodim. That seems to be the conclusion of. That seems to be the conclusion of the poskim. The Badei HaShulchan deals with an issue that is related. Let's say you do the lisha when it is mamish ba'ones, right? The shogi cases, I should have known better. I should have known that it's usher to I should have known that it's usher to mix milk into my dough. So in that case, the stimas haposkim, that's also. What about if it is that nafal hecholav l'tocha iser shelo b'kavana? But let's say just milk falls into the dough. So b'kahai gavna, is it going to be mutter or is it going to be aser? The Badei HaShulchan discusses that this is a machlekes also between the Prima Godim and the Imre Bina. Now that second case, L'cha'ira, is also connected to this Chakira. Meaning to say, if I assume that it's an Iser Gavra, so there are times in Shas where I'm goes there or I make a knas, a shogeg atumezid. But in a situation that's mamish ba'ones, it's harder to say that it should be usher if it's an Iser Gavra. However, if it's an Iser Chepta, one can make a case that it should be usher, even though it fell in ba'ones. Now, there is a shtiko raya to this whole conversation. The Badei HaShulchan, the Be'urim, on page 350, the Badei HaShulchan points out that we have the case at the end of the Se'if about the Pladin and the Pashtida. No? That's, let's say, if I have some calzone, right? So the calzone is dough, and it has milk or cheese inside the calzone. So the din is that the calzone itself is mutter to eat, but there is a concern that the milk, let's say from the calzone, will seep out of the calzone and will hit the bread, thereby making the bread milchiger bread. That's the concern in that case. Now, in that case, in that situation, when the cheese seeps out from the calzone, so the pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch is that's going to be aser, right? Or we'll talk about the details of the case in a minute. But that case is a raya machrachas, that it's aser even though you don't intend, even though it's b'shoigig. I don't intend for the cheese to seep out of the calzone. If it happens, so then I have the shayla in the Shulchan Aruch, but I don't intend on it happening. So l'cha'ora, that case is what? Maybe you could argue I should have been more careful, but should have been more careful just makes it like a shogeg. It's not like an ones. So the Prima Godim's chakira about what's the din if I have some milk that goes into the isa b'shogeg l'cha'ora, there's a raya mechrachas from that case l'cha'ora, there's a raya mechrachas that it's also even b'shogeg. The Badei HaShulchan comments though that one could argue that that case is not really b'shogeg, that case is ba'ones more than b'shogeg. In other words, that case is shia more than shogeg. But in that case, what I'm doing is I am putting a calzone into the oven. It happens all the time that calzones seep. I'm a pesheya for trying to bake bread in an oven that has a calzone. So one could argue that there's really no raya from the case in the end of the Rambah. Good? Now, once we're talking about that case at the end of the Rambah, maybe, right, we should talk about the way we understand that case. The it says Ein lafa shum pas im pladen o pashtida betanur de chayshinon shema yozov min hashuman al hapas vim zov tachtov dino ki ilon nimlo shimo. The Rama writes that you shouldn't bake bread in the oven with a pladen. We're worried that there's going to be zov tachtov, that some cheese will come out. If it does, so then dino kilo nilosh imo, that the bread becomes treif. Right, achreinim use a lashon that the bread is usher to eat even with melach. even with melach means to eat the bread with salt, to eat the bread just plain. That's the iser. Now, what does it mean, zav tachtov? Im zav tachtov dino ke'ilu nilosh imo. Tachtov where? So the shach in ice base, and the pashtus is the taz in ice base, they say that zav tachtov means that I'm choshesh that some cheese will seep out of the calzone, and therefore it's going to, let's say, trafe up the bread, even though I don't know that the cheese touched the bread. The Badi HaShulchan comments that the Sefer Yad Yehuda has a different taich. The Yad Yehuda learns, this is the Badi HaShulchan Sif Katan Choftes, the Yad Yehuda learns that Zav Tachtov means Zav Tachtov Shal HaPas. Right? There's a Shaila, what's Tachtov? Is it that the cheese goes under, touches the underbelly of the bread itself? Or is the pshat that the cheese is touching, or the cheese is leaving the pashtida and not touching the underbelly? The Yad Yehuda learns that tachtov means tachtov shel hapas. And that's very reasonable to understand. Because in that case, I could say that, listen, you know, I have mamish milchig bread because cheese hits the bread. So it's mamish a problem. That's the Yad Yehuda's hesber. But the Shach's hesber is very difficult. Because the Shach is saying that kol zman, I know that the pashtida has some seepage from it. So the bread is going to be usher. Why is it going to be aser? You don't know that the chalav touched the bread. Why would the bread be aser? And one could argue that even if you know that there is some, even though you know that there is some seepage, that the pashtida has some cheese that comes out of it, but it still is a svek sveka. Suffek whether, right, if I don't know that the cheese comes out of the pashtida, it's mutter mitam svek sveka. Maybe it came out. Even if it came out, who says it asers the bread? But even if I know that it came out, so l'cha'ira, there's still a svek sveka. Maybe it touched the bread, which is the suffix in the Gemara in Zvachim that we had in Siman Tzadi Beis about whether it's mifa'apeya b'chala keli or not. Right? When I have a little bit of, what's it called? When they have a tipas cholov that hits the doifen ha-kedera, is it mifa'apeya to the entire kedera, not mifa'apeya? If something seeps out, so the Shach says it's usher. The Shach says it's usher even if I have the pashtida on top. If my oven is at an angle and the pashtida is on top, so then I am chayshish that it's going to come out no matter what and it's going to usher the bread. Maybe there should still be a svek sveka. The svek sveka that you don't know if it, if the bliya goes to the bread, because it's a suffix in the Gemara in Zvachim, even if it goes to the bread, mehechetesi, you're going to eat this bread with fleishiks. Zak the Shach, this is where he says it, you know what? It's not considered, the second suffix isn't a suffix. Because kevan harigilos, lecho pasim komine oichlim, korov hadavar la'achlo, with the other gender, etc. Therefore, Zok Neshach, right, there is no real suffix about the bread because it's Karav Hadavar that you're going to eat the bread with the other gender. That's not called a suffix. If, however, the bread is very far away from the from the Pashtiga. For example, the Rama, the end of the Rama writes, Nohagin losum hatfela b'fi hatanur. The minig is that they put the tfela. The tfela is the thing that's tafel to the pass, which we call the Pashtiga. The minig is that they stuff up the oven door with it. And then in that case, so then it's going to be mutter. Because in that case, I'm not choshish that the cheese seeps out of the pashtida and touches the bread. So again, the shach says, I am choshish that the cheese seeps out of the pashtida. And therefore, according to the shach, when there's an incline, it's going to for sure be usser. Certainly, even if it's on the same level, if I see that it comes out, it's going to be usser. In order to avoid the problem, what you do is that you stuff up the oven door with the pashtida. And then in that case, you don't have to be choshish that's going to seep out and get to the pass. It's so far away, you don't have to be choshish. It's going to already be batel b'shishim. That is the way the shach puts everything together. If I put the shach together with the Rama, that's what emerges. Right? Meaning, and in that way, they solve the problem and the bread won't be osur b'diavad. Even so, you shouldn't do it l'chatchila. Right? No, don't do it l'chatchila, but if I put the pashtida b'fi hatanur, it's not going to be also b'diavad. I think that's the correct shot in the Rambam. The Taz, in Ois Dalet points out a teeny difference between the Shach. The Taz writes that by the pashtida case, let's say it's higher up, right? In which case the shach says, I'm choshish that some cheese seeps out of the pashtida, right? I'm choshish some cheese seeps out of the pashtida. The Taz tainas that if lefi haru'us, you see that mekomo yavesh, so therefore you don't have to be choshish. Right? If you know that the If you don't see that anything came out, if it mamish appears dry, so then the Taz is makel. He agrees with everything else, like the shach, right? The only difference between the shach and the Taz is that the Taz is makel when the Taz is makel when what's it called? The Taz is makel when the fihari also it's all dry. Now, a few issues to talk about over here. The Kresi Uplesi, the Rebbe of Yonson Apshitz, and on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the Evan HaOzer, and at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the Yad Avrum, they all raise the Kasha. The Kasha is that shouldn't it be mutter if there is cheese? The Prima Godim references this in the Mishpatzos Ispeis. If the cheese seeps out of the pashtida, it should be mutter because it is a nat bar nat de hetera. Think about it. I have tam that goes into the oven, tam cholov. From the tam cholov in the oven, it's going to go into the bread. So that's like a case of dagim sha'alu b'kaira. If I have fish that's on a fleshik plate, right? This l'cha'ora is bread that is on a fleshik on a milchik oven, fleshik oven, whatever it is. So it should be mutter out nat bar nat de hetera. That's the what?
Isn't the Gittra seeping out?
Even if it seeps out of the pashtida. But it seeps, I see that it seeps out of the pashtida. I don't, according to the shach, I don't know that the cheese hits the bread. It seeped out. But what am I worried about touch? I'm worried that there's going to be blia in the tanur, and the blia in the tanur is going to touch my bread. I'm not sure. No. That we're invoking the suffix in the Gemara in Zvachim about how far is the balua mifapeya.
We're talking about the dairy hitting the bread.
No.
Zov
tachtov, yeah, you're learning like the Yad Yehuda, that Zov tachtov means that the dairy goes down and the dairy touches the bread. The Shach is learning that it's going to be usur kol's man that I know that the dairy left the pashtida. Then I am choshesh that the time of that dairy is going to be mifa'apea through the oven and hit the bread, thereby milchigizing the bread, thereby treifizing the bread. Right, that's the way the Shach learns.
We said that maybe it touched the bread, maybe it didn't, and even if it didn't, might not even meet. That for something makes no sense. The Shach doesn't care if it touched the bread or not.
No, I don't know if the balua touched the bread. Because the Gemara in Zvachim has a suffix, whether how far does the blia go? Does the blia only go ad shishim? Does the blia aser even more? I don't know how far the blia goes. Therefore, I aser the bread. Right? That's the chashash according to the Shach. Right? The shaila is chazinon kishazov. So the only suffix is whether it touched the bread. So therefore, the bread is usur. The fact that I might not eat the bread with fleishiks is not a suffix, because the regilus is I eat bread with milchiks and fleishiks. Bread is sandwich-making material. But the Shach is saying that the underbelly of the pas is not cheesified. But the chash is that the blua is going to go from the balua will go and trafe up the pass, frekt the Rebbe Reb Yonason Abshitz, the Mati Yonason, the bottom of the by the Shulchan Aruch. I'll read you his words. Ayin Shach, Shirotza Lesar im Vadai Zov, which is only one suffix. Aye, the Shaila is, it not barnat de hetera, the ha ins of tachas halechem mamish, rakshatanur, ki beltam min ha basar valechem in a tanur. Right? Frek the Rebbe Yonason Abshitz, that the tzir, the case is not that the cheese touches the bread, it's that the cheese goes into the oven, and once the cheese is in the oven, so then, right? They should turn the air conditioner on. It's not Amish. Because there is a shmad over here.
They don't want that new blios.
They
don't blios from
Balfaya.
Huh? They don't blios from Balfaya.
Whatever. We can take Yeridaya and make it funny if we so desire. Or we can understand Rabbi Yonason Abshitz's kasha that it should be a nat bar nat.
It's explicit in the Taz.
The Taz in Sifkat and Beis says lo bin shehi nira hashum and tachas hapas mamish kosher mispashit chutz from pashtida v'nivlam b'tanur nachon, right? And they're all learning the Shach the same way. Okay, so against the Yad Yehuda, so the Rebbe Reb Yonason Abshitz and the Evan Ha'ezer and all these Jews, Heiliger Jews mitbard at the bottom of the page, they all say, oh, the tzir has to be that it touches the underbelly of the bread. Because if not, it's a din of nat bar nat de hetera. The prima garden is sensitive to the nose, is aware of the Rebbe Reb Yonason Abshitz's kasha. Zuck the prima garden, you know why the bread is going to be usur potentially? Because you're not allowed to make a nat bar nat lechatchila. And making a nat bar nat is ke'ilu, you're being mevatel and iser lechatchila. That's going to be even also b'di'eved. Right? We spoke about this. Right? If you do it, it's usur b'diyevet, simitzadites. Is not barnat de'atera din a bitol ha'iser. Right? Because it works midin haklashas ha'iser. Right? We spoke about maybe the haklosha operates in different ways. Is the haklosha what we call our photocopy svara? Or is the haklosha a kamos type of haklosha? According to the second mahalach, it's easier to understand why there's a din of bitul isur l'chatchila by making a nat bar nat. Zok the pri megodim. Zok the pri megodim. Maybe it's going to be usur even bidi eved. He says because it's usur because it's goyer and not barnat lechatzchila, and it's usur even bidi eved. That's the end of the paragraph in Sifkatan Aleph, right before the paragraph of Behine, and in the Mishpatzais Ice Base, he says it's usur because it's going to be not barnat lechatchila. That's why the Prima Godim says it, which is really an unbelievable yesoid. In the Badei Ashochan, page Shin Nun Dalet in the Beurim, he deals with this. Eitan, you had a comment?
Yeah, why? Because he's by the not barnat, isn't it? Tom Chaney,
the
Isser, because it's the cheese into the oven, and then.
The cheese into the oven, it's still heter. Right, cheese is mutter. Right. Now I have a milchiga oven. The bread is on a milchiga oven. So mali that and fish that's on a fleshiga plate.
Yeah, but there's no isser.
You're saying that what? You're saying that maybe making milchiga bread is like a naparnat de isura, not a naparnat de hetera. Because, right, cheese goes from the pashtida into the oven, tam rishon, tam sheni be'iser, because, right, that's already dependent on the initial chakira, right, is milchik bread iser gavar iser chafetz. That's right. Okay, that's already, right, that's a very lumdisha take on Judaism. Good. All right, very good. Now, the Chavistas takes this kasha very seriously as well. The Chavistas time is that the reason why the bread is going to be osir is because I proved a yesod to you. This Chavistas os dalid. I said a yesod that naparnat b'shas bishul is usur. Remember, if I have fish that, let's say, is cooking in a pot, and the tipas cholav falls on the doifin hakederim ibachutz, so I'm not going to call that a naparnat, even if you hold that naparnat ayidei bishul is mutter, because that's naparnat b'shas bishul. Zoch the prima god, and this is one of my riots. Gentlemen, this was a question of the chinuch, right? But you didn't know this one yet, because you didn't know Tzadi Zayin, right? But this is, all of you took the Bechina. Okay, even you. Jeremy didn't take it.
He's ready now.
I don't know, right? But the point is, L'cha'ora, right? Zok the Chavistas, this is a raya, that nat bar nat, b'sha'as bishul, is going to be usur. Wow, right? Wow. Right? Meaning, they are all assuming that it's mamish an iser gavra, not an iser chefza. If it is an iser gavra, so the pashtus is there is no iser of ein mevatlin iser lechatchila, right? That conversation in the Nachlas Tzvi and the Chub of the Tzemach Tzedek, like we spoke about. If it's an iser gavra, so then what happens? So they're discussing maybe it's a problem because it's not barnat b'shas bishul. That's where the Chavistas learns. There's an essay In that piece by Reb Eliav, he has a nafgamina, whether it's an Isser Gavra, an Isser Cheft, in terms of Hechsher Kalim. The basic yesod is that we're only require Hechsher Kalim on something which is Macholos Asuros, which is a Cheftzer Shal Isser. I don't have to kasher a Kali if the food is Usser because of a concern for something else, no? That's the shadow that we'll talk about maybe next time you learn. Whether Bishal Akum, do you have to kasher a pat from Bishal Akum? Is Bishal Akum macholos asuros? Or did I say that Bishal Akum is just a gezeira of chasnus, and therefore it's going to not asher the pat? Right? If I view pas chalavi, like it's a gezeira, you don't have to kasher the pat. And Rav Schechter says it's like a gezeira that you don't have to kasher the pat. And part of this conversation seems to be the Rebbe of Yom Sinevshitz's question about Naparnata Hetera, et cetera, Kimosha Bi'arinu. I think this actually works well. Tani, you're not smiling. Like, come on. Like, you got to smile. This is good Torah, gentlemen. Right? This is... Yeah, if you're not smiling, we could argue that's mutter to learn Yeridaya and Tisha B'Av. But we're not going to say that. Kudei Hashem Yesharim, right? This is mamish good stuff. So this is what is the next ha'ara I wanted to make. Next ha'ara. The Gemara says that Ke'en Tura is mutter. We pointed out a discussion between Rashi and the Rambam. What is Ke'en Tura? Is Ke'en Tura Dover Muat? Or is Ke'en Tura a different shape? If it's a different shape, the Pashtus says has to be a different shape that everybody knows is different. No? If I, in my house, I never bake round bread, can I sell the round bread to somebody else? You don't know that I only, right, bake square bread. So l'chaorah, the Chavisas points out that's going to be also to sell it. The Chachmas Adam writes that it has to be mamish, a unique tzir, in terms of the shape of the bread. Zak the Chachmas Adam, because the Chachmas Adam tainas, because you have to be choshesh la'archim. Even if I'm going to eat the bread in my own dining room, I have to be choshesh. Some guest is going to show up in my dining room. He's not going to know that this is mochig of bread. So therefore, it's usher. Right? Machlokes between the Chavistas and the Chochmas Adam, whether it's mutter to eat the bread in my own living room. Grand.
What would the Chavistas say that it's fine?
The Chavistas would say that it is fine as long as I know, as long as I know that it is different. Right, if I make a different shape that's nicker just for me, it's going to be okay. But I can't sell it to someone else. The Chochmas Adam goes further. He says, you can't even eat it in your living room because of the concern that a guest is going to show up. Oh, okay. Shape of bread. So the minhag was among Jews that they would make milchig bread for Shavuos. The reason why people, the correct practice for eating milchigs on Shavuos, if you want to be like Shulchan Aruch, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, the correct practice is that you have a meal with milchigs. By milchigs, you're going to have your milchig of bread. Then you're going to have fleishigs after. You have to take that bread off, and you're going to have regular bread. And in that way, you're mekayim the inyan of the shtei halachim of Shavuos. Right? Even, by the way, if I have pariv bread, I am not allowed to, like we saw in Peches, I can't have the same bread for a milchig gemil and a fleishig gemil. So to be the reason for, right, there's no inyan to eat cheesecake on Shavuos. Someone told me that there was recently a court case, I think in the state of Missouri, that a prisoner, tainud, that the prison is not allowing him to fulfill his religion because they wouldn't give him cheesecake on Shavuos. Right? That was his argument. Okay, try not to go to prison. That's the first yisod. If you, Rachman al-San, go to prison, so if you want to eat cheesecake on Shavuos, don't expect me to write an affidavit for you about cheesecake on Shavuos is essential to the religion. It's not so essential to the religion, right? Ad kan devarai. But the yisod of shtei halachem is why you have different breads, right? Is why you eat milcheks, because you'll need a second bread. That's really the minig of milchek. Some people give like this whole shtickle Torah about how until Matan Torah, we couldn't eat meat, or we couldn't eat meat right after Matan Torah even, because there's so many details involved in kashering the meat. So therefore you eat milk. No? But it takes a long time to make milk and cheese. Especially to make cheese. You have to, like, the rennet, the animals beforehand, takes a long time to process. You don't know hilchos shechita, so that means the cheese is going to be aser because it's going to be a davar hamayim b'shal iser, like we saw in Pezayin, right? You have to understand every shtickle Torah, like based on a halachic way. Oh. The Sefer Torah Schatos of the Rambam, and the Rambam over here alludes to this, that the minig was that they made milchig bread on Shavuos. Now, what's the pshat in that minig? So some say that the minig is that it's called davar muat. That's the first line in the Ramah. That means that the Ramah is saying that the definition of davar muat is not like the Mechaber says. The Mechaber who does Davar Mu'at is K'dei Achilo B'Vasachas. Davar Mu'at means something I'll eat right away. That's like a tiny bit, like one meal worth. If I bake bread for a whole Shabbos, certainly I bake bread for a Yontif, for Shavuos. It's not clear, by the way, what does the Yontif of Shavuos mean? Does it mean I'm baking bread for one day of Shavuos or 2 days of Shavuos? But Five O'Cohen says maybe it's not Mutter, because if you hold that you have to bake the bread a small amount, and it should be for that day, so the day I bake the bread is the day. So that means, right, I can only bake bread on Friday, the same amount I want to eat on Friday. I can't bake bread on Friday, the amount I'm going to eat on Shabbos, right? So that, the Bible says that he doesn't think it's mutter. I personally don't understand this kasha. The Mechaber holds, it has to be a small amount that you'll eat right away. The Ramah says to eat it for Shabbos and for Shavuos, that means that's also considered a Davar Mu'at. That Lecharin means it doesn't have to be they eat it the same day. When Fivel tries to prove his Yesod from Rashi and Pesachim Lamedvav, the Rashi says you have to eat it the same day. But Rashi doesn't really say that, because Rashi holds like the Beis Yosef's pshat, that Davar Mu'at is a tiny amount that you have to eat in one meal. The Ramah says Davar Mu'at is more, right? The Ramah has a bigger Davar Mu'at than the Mechaber has a Davar Mu'at. Okay, that's one comment. Next comment, the reason why they're makel on the bread for Shavuos and for Shabbos is because Tzurason Mishuna. It has a different shape. Different shape. Now, what does it mean it has a different shape? So the Torah Schatos, the Ramah, the Torah Schatos writes in Kval Samach, Os Beis, Sif Beis, the Ramah writes that ordinary bread is round, but the bread for Shabbos and for Shavuos is Oruch, Zer, right? You make it long and not round. Shabbos bread is different than regular bread. Regular bread is round. Shabbos bread is long. Why is the Shabbos bread long, by the way? So Rav Shechter likes to quote, because the bread on Shabbos represents the Lechem Haponim. The Lechem Haponim, there are 12 breads. You're supposed to cut both challahs at each meal. And therefore, you have a total of 4 times 3 meals, a total of 12. That's keneged the lechem haponim. Shabbos breads are keneged the lechem haponim. The lechem haponim, there's a machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, at the end of Menaches, where the lechem haponim rectangular, or were they kiminsfina rokedes, like a boat that's like flipped up a teeny bit, right? Like triangular at a canoe, like triangular at the front and triangular at the back. Our minig of baking challah, there's hamish challah, which is basically square and rectangle, and there is, what's it called? There is regular challah, which is kiminsfina rokedes. Those are the two shapes for lechem haponim. But that is Shabbos dik challah. Yontiv minig Yisrael kedoshim is that you make round challah for Yontiv. You ever noticed? Yontiv I have round challah. Shabbos I have sfina rokedes challah, or I have hamish challah, which is like a box. But that's in the kamin teva. Those are the two shapes in the Gemara. But Yontiv is not keneged the lechem aponim, so therefore you have round challah on Yontiv. But that does not work, because the Ramah writes that on Shabbos and on Shavuos, Ramon Teres Katas writes, on Shabbos and Shavuos it's mutter, because I have different bread, different shaped bread, nishtana tzurasan, kisha osam arukim, v'layagulim, both on Shabbos and on Shavuos. But the minhag ha'olam is that Shavuos, you have regular yontiv challahs, which are round. No? Irish Shavuos, you should have Shabbos challah, right? Which is a different shape, a different shape. That is a very important ha'ara, which I don't think I saw anybody else who said, but I just thought of that this morning. The Teres Chata says it, but he doesn't point out that the way we bake Yontiv dekhala, which is round, you're not Makayim the Tsurasan Mishuna, right?
Because that's referring to the Yontiv Suda, which is the Fleishik Suda.
So he's saying my first Suda should be with a long kappa. Is that the way people do it? I think all the Yontiv Khalas that you buy are round. That's the only ones they sell in the bakery. Kimdumani. There's a very serious issue. Now, the other issue, which is less humorous, is the question of Thomas's English muffins. The OU gives hashgacha on English muffins. English muffins are milchik. What's the heter? What's the heter? So on the OU website, they point out that the OU is machmir, that they do not allow more than 1.5% of dairy in the English muffins. Let's go a step back. Why is a muffin mutter? A regular, you go to grandma's, you have a muffin. So the OU website says those are called American muffins. American muffins are different than bread in three ways. American muffins are different than bread in terms of the shape, right? Bread does not look like things that have in a muffin tin. American muffins are sweeter than bread, have a different taste. American muffins have a different function, but you don't eat it with sandwich. You don't make it as a sandwich. The problem is that English muffins, l'cha'ora, maybe they have a different shape, perhaps, but the taste is very yeasty, so it's like bread taste. The function is that you use it as a sandwich. So what's the heter to give hashgacha on an English muffin? So the OU has a few svaris lahakel. One svar lahakel is that they make sure that there's less than 1.5% of, what's it called, of milk in the, right, 1.6% is bittul b'shishim. Less than 1.5%, you're being safe. So therefore it's bottle. Is that a heter? That's machlok between the tzemach tzedek and the nachlas tzvi. That was the din of aim of atlan israel chatril on milchik bread. That's one ha'ara. Usually the OU won't give hashgacha based on bittul iser, no? The OU won't give hashgacha on a product that has a tiny bit of chazer in it, less than 1.5% chazer. Obviously, they're relying on the Nachmas Tzvi. There's no Bitur Shel Chatchila over here. That's one svar. Another svar why they are Makel is because apparently Thomas's English Muffins is named after Samuel Bath Thomas. Samuel Bath Thomas came from England in 1874, and he invented the English muffin, or he brought it over, Mimudina Sayam. He said, Bafane Nachta, Bafane Nachtam, whatever it was. And Samuel Bath Thomas says that the proper way to eat an English muffin is that you bake it a second time after. If you're baking the muffin a second time, you're following the instructions that it still says on the English muffin container. So then you're making it like Jewish muffin and not like Goyish muffin. And therefore what? And therefore, if I heat up a small amount right before, only that I'm going to eat at that meal. So it's going to be a tiny amount if I heat it up right beforehand. By the way, the Achrayim will say that right for that meal, even according to the Mechaber, depends on how many people I have at the meal. If I have 20 guests, I could heat up English muffins right beforehand. It becomes like a davar mu'at. That's another sfera that the OU has. Some say it's like tsurasa muchachas olav, that the only things that have this shape are English muffins, which are all milchik. So therefore, tsurasa muchachas olav. It doesn't work anymore, because now there's a company called Freehoffers that makes Freehoffers English muffins, and Freehoffers English muffins look the same as Thomas's English muffins with the same shape. Another sign that the OU has to be Mekon is because you have the Simen Chitzoni that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik relied on. The Simen Chitzoni that on the package that has a D. This is the denim of Thomas's English muffins, which is a way to chazer the entire simen. I think this basically concludes what we want to say on Sadi Zayin. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, on Sunday, I hope to be able to give a shiur on Sunday. I'll tell you if I can't, but I want to start Kufi Beis. Okay, gentlemen, have a good Shabbos, a guten Tumen.